Proposed changes to Medicare could have a widespread impact on the most vulnerable population here in the U.S. Medicare has been with us since 1965, designed as a critical program to ensure American seniors have a safe and affordable access to health care. But some of the proposed changes could impact access to medicine for seniors. Joining us now to discuss this, Dr. Michael Seiden, the president of the U.S. Oncology Network. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. So what are some of the proposed changes to Medicare?
One of the proposed changes that we're most concerned about is a program called IPI. This is a program that looks to change the way in which senior citizens access important drugs, which are often given for life-saving or diseases such as cancer. The IPI program, which has been proposed, inserts a third party into the delivery of these life-saving medicines to the seniors. So currently, physicians can prescribe the best drug at the precise dose when they see the patients. The IPI program would insert a middleman who would need to coordinate with the physician's office the drug delivery system.
Now, that doesn't sound very efficient.
That's a lot of complexity.
Yeah, it definitely. And that's not good for patients, is it?
No, I think in treatment for these life-threatening diseases, you want maximum coordination and you know, maximum control at the position where the patient is. And so we see this as a way that could delay treatment for patients, increase the complexity, and runs the risk of limiting formularies, meaning that some of these drugs might not be available for senior citizens or might come with considerable delay.
Yeah, and not to mention costs. I mean, that's a factor too, isn't it?
So the program will definitely add costs to the physician's offices. And one of the things that this program might do is it might make it impossible for community-based offices which are near the patient, to either stop treating senior citizens or, in some cases, in communities where there's an abundance of senior citizens, it might make it financially impossible for these community practices to persist. And that might mean that seniors with these serious diseases might need to drive further distances to large hospital systems where care will be more expensive and less convenient.
These are proposed changes. These haven't gone into effect. What can people who are concerned do to have their voice heard?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different things. First of all, it's important to note that many of our community centers are already working with the government on a value-based program, which is a much more patient-friendly program. So I think one of the messages to our elected officials is give the current value-based programs some more time to generate results. They are already demonstrating positive effects in reducing cancer costs and drug costs. So give those programs a little more time. Delivering health care is complicated. Perfecting and optimizing programs takes several years. And lastly, contact their elected officials and tell them that access to medications by seniors is incredibly important. Limiting disruption in the way that care is delivered for senior citizens. One of the great things about the current Medicare program is it's a relatively straightforward program where seniors can get really quite good care. And major disruptions in how life-sustaining drugs are delivered will add considerable complexity and really risks disrupting their ability to get the care they need.
Absolutely. If there are seniors who are concerned about this, is there a website or somewhere they can visit for more information?
So if they go to legislative.com, there is a website that will have drop-down boxes based on where they live as to who the elected officials are that represent them in their districts.
All right, Doctor, we appreciate the information. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day,
Paul. All right, you too. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Information coming to us from the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.